Thank you. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274. Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are here at Anna for tonight's big Shelby County League clash between the Rushi Raiders and Anna Rockets. Rushi won the first match by a point at the Raiders gym, 57-56. They collide tonight with a lot at stake. These two clubs have a loss in the Shelby County League. So does Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie is idle this evening. Redskins on the season, 7-1 in league play. Anna here tonight, 7-1. Rushi, 6-1. And Fort Loramie and Rushi have a game left to play. Those two clubs will collide on February 16th in a contest at Rushi. Meanwhile, the Rushi Raiders have got games on February 2nd and 9th against Fairlawn in the Shelby County League, plus a contest on the 12th versus Houston. Anna's got remaining games, three of them, after tonight in the league against Bodkin's on the 9th, Fort Loramie on the 10th, that's the makeup of a postponement, and Fairlawn on the 16th. And the Rushi Raiders close out the season with Bodkin's, Fairlawn, Houston, Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie and Rushi play once. Anna and Rushi play once. That's right here tonight. So many things could happen. Any one of the three teams, Chuck, could very well win the league outright. It is possible.
Well, yeah, any one of the three can, and it also has a real good shot of having three teams with two losses and, yes. and having them share it. Mormy has to go to Rushi, tough place to play.
Yes.
There is some revenge tonight. Anna kind of gave the one away at Rushi. I think they probably still got that in their mind from that first loss. They had a big lead and let it get away late in the game. So it's anybody's league, and we have three outstanding basketball teams that are trying to get this the league this year.
Anna Rockets are 13-3, 7-1 in Shelby County League action. Rushi 8-5, 6-1 in league play. As I've alluded, as Chuck alluded, Anna lost to Rushi by a point, 57-56 in the first encounter. That was played in December, quite a while ago. Rushi victorious, despite the fact that Anna had 3 9-point leads in that game, one as late as a minute to go in the third period. In the end, very poor Anna shot selection down the stretch. A 21-point Rushi fourth quarter and a 10-point Jordan York final period enabled Rushi to overcome the Rockets. The two teams had the same number of field goals, 20 in that game. Rushi made one more three than did Anna. There was a premium on three-pointers that night for Rushi. Anna had just three. Wyatt Benzeman had two of those. Jordan York drained three of the four Rushi three-pointers. Two of those came in the last 3.5 minutes of the game, and those were the shot deciders, enabling Rushi to win it by a point.
Absolutely. Jordan York hit two threes that pretty much sealed the game. It gave them their first lead, and in the second one gave them a four-point lead. So the two of those were huge baskets for the Rushi Raiders.
Anna Rockets will be without Austin Folk tonight. He will not suit up and play. Anna otherwise is in pretty good health. Rockets team has become more well-rounded. Five or six players very capable of getting double digits on any night. In fact, Wyatt Benzman slipped in scoring per game. He's down to just below 18, was at 21 or 22 a month ago. But Griffin Dosick is at 10.5. Joel Cathcart's at 9.5. Mason Platfoot is at 7.5. Bart Vixler is at 7. By the same token, Chuck, the Rushi Raiders are integrating more young men into vital roles in the Rushi game as well. We didn't talk a lot about Carter Francis, Dion Putoff, Mason Dayfour early in the season. They are important pieces now.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Mason Dayfour was a JV player, and when we saw him play, he came out there, and it was against Anna, where he really played so well that they didn't have any choice. And we said that night as probably his last JV time, and when we saw him against Versailles, he actually started. On the other side, they don't give me a vote, but if I had a vote, Wyatt Benzman would be my player of the year for the Shelby County League, just edging out Dylan Braun for Fort Loramie. But he's got a lot of help. Riley Huelskamp had a terrific game the other night against Loramie. He shot free throws well in the fourth quarter. He's a great defender, not a great outside shooter, but he does a lot of good things with the basketball. He gets a lot of help. Griffin Dosick is playing really well right now, 6'4 junior. And then you go down, Bart Vixler is my sixth man of the year. That kid comes in and just makes things happen. And then Drew Brodman, he is kind of a key. He's not a real big scorer, but he does have the ability to get you 6 or 7 points in a night, and he can also be in the 10-rebound area. And that's what they need to get out of him tonight. On the other side of the ledger, you've got Jack Dayport, a great shooter, streaky, but a great shooter. Daniel Kearns, a 6'5 junior, has been playing really well. Jordan York, we talked about. The kid is just playing really well right now. And then you got Evan Monier, who was getting less playing time as a junior because Dayport moved ahead of him, but he got a lot of time against Versailles and played pretty well.
Yes, he sure did. Rushi Raiders got 17 points from Jordan York in beating Anna first time around. Hunter Cohey was key. He pumped in 13. Daniel Kearns had 13 points. Cohey had 6 in the fourth. York had 10 in that 21-point fourth quarter for Rushi against Anna. Raiders have got to keep Wyatt Benzman off the free throw line. Chuck, in the last two meetings against the Rushi Raiders, Wyatt Benzman has shot darn near 25 free throws. And more often than not, he's going to drain 4 out of 5. Rushi's got to keep him off the line, can't allow him to get 24-25. If he knocks down that many points and gets to the line frequently, Rushi's in trouble. Raiders have got to keep this game as close to 50 as possible. If it gets into the upper 50s, unlike the first time around, I think it's Anna's game to win on this night.
Right, I think so, too. And it's a pretty good Tuesday night crowd. Not a great big crowd, but it's going to be loud. And the winner is still in first place. The loser will be a game behind in the loss column.
Yep.
So, and it's a huge basketball game, probably bigger for Anna than it is Rushi.
In the first meeting, Anna out-rebounded Rushi by a long shot, 10 or 11 more boards, got 11 more shots. However, Anna shot below 40% and about 38% for the entire game. Rushi was more efficient, 20 of 42 on the night. Neither team shot fouls very well. That's got to change. The winner tonight probably will shoot free throws exceedingly well. That could be a difference.
Right.
Foul trouble always significant in the Shelby County League clashes. Both teams will try to avert that, although Anna had 3 young men foul out 1 week ago against Fort Loramie, and it didn't make a bit of difference.
No, they still won the game. I mean, they're pretty deep, and it's going to hurt them not having Foat. It just means that Platfoot's going to get more playing time. Cathcart, who's had to come out of a few games, is going to get more time out on the floor. I thought the Rushi game was probably the worst that I've seen Anna play this season. I was thinking maybe it was the St. Henry game, but quite honestly, St. Henry has really turned their season. They lost those 2 games on that 1 weekend, and other than that, those young men haven't lost. So that wasn't as bad a loss as it seemed to be at the time.
Believe it or not, over the last 10 years, this Anna-Rushi rivalry is more competitive, more closely played game in, game out, by just a tad, than the Fort Loramie-Rushi rivalry.
Right.
I researched the last 19 meetings between Anna and Rushi. It's 10-9 Anna. And would you believe Anna's got 2 more points, 1 more field goal in the last 9 years plus than Rushi. And that includes the Rushi 57-56 win earlier this year. Coming into the season, there were 3 points difference between the two clubs.
That's impressive.
Over the last 9 years, Rushi shaved that from 3 down to 2 by beating Anna by 1 point in December.
Right.
Remarkably close, extremely competitive. You can expect another tight game tonight. There was a series of 3 consecutive years, Chuck, where the team split, but the road team won each of the 3 seasons.
Well,
I'm not sure if that'll happen tonight, but 7 of the last 17 contests between these two clubs, the away club has triumphed, and that's quite unique.
Yeah, I mean, both of these gyms are pretty similar, so I think that's helpful for the visiting team either one going to that gym.
Plus, the teams know each other extremely well, and they know the personnel even better the second time around.
Right.
Starting lineups, opening tip-off coming up in just a moment. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. We're back in a moment. Anna hosting Rushi, a critical Shelby County League clash tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really want to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer Fertilizer.com.
U.S. Bank offers easy person-to-person payments with Zelle. Person-to-person, like the sometimes fan to the super fan for that last-minute ticket to the game. Or the tailgate guest to the tailgate griller for the pregame grub. Pay whoever for whatever, whenever, with Zelle. It's free in the U.S. Bank mobile app. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Available to United States bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. The Zelle Network is property of Early Warning Services, LLC, U.S. Bank member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
The starting lineup's being introduced down on the floor here tonight. Hunter Cohey, Mason Daypore, Jordan York, Jack Daypore, and Daniel Kearns, the starting quintet for the Rushi Raiders. Jack Daypore, 12 points a game. Daniel Kearns, 10 points a game. Jordan York, 9 points a game. Anichuk is scoring points at about a 13 points per game clip better than Rushi on the season. That's a 5 or 6 field goals difference. Rushi's got to step up the offense or play even better defense than it has been.
Well, they do play good defense, and they're going to have to tonight. I'm not sure who's going to match up with Bensman. They got a couple of absolute good choices size-wise with the long arms. It might even be Kearns.
Joel Cathcart, one of the 5 starters for the Anna Rockets, being introduced just under 10 a game. He's a 6'3 senior. Riley Yuleskamp at guard, a 5'10 sophomore. Wyatt Bensman, 18 points a game, a 6'2" senior. Drew Broadman in the middle, 6'4" and a senior. And the 5th starter is Mason Blackfoot. Mason, 6', a senior, good 3-point shooter, and about 6 points a game. Again, Austin Folk for Anna, not available tonight. Could be back in a few weeks. And certainly should be ready by tournament time. Double-checking the Anna lineup as the Rockets come out. There's Broadman, there's Blackfoot, there's Dosett, there's Yuleskamp, there's Benchman. For Rushi, there's York, there's Kearns, there's Jack Daypore, Matt Daypore, and Cohey. I said Matt Daypore. Excuse me. Mason. Mason Daypore. My mistake. Mason Daypore, 5'11 sophomore on the court. He's played exceedingly well the last few weeks. He's come on strong for Rushi. And so much so, head coach Spencer Cardonier has inserted him into the starting lineup. Kneeling down to her left, head coach of Anna, Nathan Barhorst. Two fine head coaches. Anna won the opening tap. They work a weave out front to Wyatt Bensman. He goes baseline. He's in a mess below the basket. Throws right corner to Yuleskamp. An open three is hurled up there. It is rolling off, no good. Rebound jammed out of bounds in the corner by Rushi. Very good defense for the Raiders on Bensman to start the game. They gave Wyatt the baseline. Little did he know, he was well behind the backboard. Inbounds pass by Anna to the driving Bensman. Had his first shot blocked, caught it, and then stuck it in. Wyatt Bensman, mighty persistent. Went right after the loose ball after it was tipped away. At his apex on his release, Rushi got a fingertip on it. Bensman got it back and laid it through right in front. Fine inbounds play by Anna to shake Bensman free and produce the 2 points. Top of the circle, Kearns for Rushi. Ball weave, baseline right to Cohey. Strong move by him. He banks it down. Outstanding ball reversal.
Yeah, good entry pass that time, and Cohey did a nice job of keeping his feet.
Game is tied up at 2. Here come the Anna Rockets on the arc at Yuleskamp. Yuleskamp, 25 feet away, goes baseline right to Dosick. Dosick's cross-court pass hits the rim into the hands of Broadman, who throws to the cutter in the lane. Shot up and good.
Two bad passes turned into a basket.
Joel Cathcart got the gimme. after a pass sprayed off the iron. And then a pass later. Easy bucket for Anna. Look at Kohi go to work. He's got a couple gimmies in a row. We're tied at four. Rushi's broken down Anna's defense on two occasions quite nicely. Here's Anna driving baseline right, out of bounds. On the stripe is a Rocket player.
And I was right. It is Kern starting out on Benzman. That gives them some nice length on him.
Sure does. And that's about the only way you can defend Wyatt Benzman. He's 6'2 and a half at least. Plays longer than that. Lengthy arms. Good hop. Deep left corner, Kearns to Daypour. Baseline drive, Rushi up off the ring, no good. Rebound, Anna, cherry picking Benzman. He's got the two-pointer at the other end. Anna 6, Rushi 4. We played 2 minutes here in the opening period. Mason Daypour over the timeline for Rushi. He gives it up far right wing to Kearns. Kearns heaves it back cross court, out of bounds. Turnover by the Raiders, and Rushi wants a timeout early on. 5:42 left, opening stanza, and a 6, Rushi 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands?
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, the radio on your phone for high school sports. Anna by a basket over Rushi, three-quarter court pressure applied by the Raiders, who are down 6-4, 5.5 to go opening period. Buehlskamp being chased, three men on him, out near the timeline, ball rotated straight away to Benzman, he jacks up the triple, misses off to the right, no good. Scrap for the rebound. Great hustle by Jordan York in the corner, and he's shoved. Foul against Anna. Raiders nicely pursued Riley Buehlskamp, tried to box him in far side of the floor. He made a belated pass to Benzman. Raiders jumped at him, forced him to adjust. Then he took a shot that was way off the mark. And on the sideline, Rushi's got the ball right in front of the Rockets' cheering section. A blue shirt over there for the Raiders is Jack Daypour. And in front of the green, he stepped on the boundary. The official saw it. Not a whole lot of room in these high school gyms in the Shelby County League. Several of them pretty tight at side court between the stripe and the bleacher. With the basketball is Cathcart for Anna. He tries to lob the Buehlskamp out back. Deflected by Rushi. Fine defense. Taken away by the Raiders. And a blue shirt is tripped at midcourt. It is Monier who's on the floor now. Evan Monier took a spill. 5 minutes left here in the opening quarter. 6-4 in favor of Anna. A little bit of a sloppy game the last minute and a half or so. Midcourt, Monier for Rushi. Looks down inside for Kohi, can't find him. Hunter Kohi, a good spark for the Raiders at the beginning of this game. He's got two field goals. To York, to Monier, left corner. Foul line extended left, it's Kearns. Deep right corner, York, spin move, outside the lane of the right. Twist, turns, ducks under, can't let it go. On top to Jack Daypour. Goes to the free throw line, gets Benzman off his feet, doesn't shoot. Rotated right side to Kearns. And he leans in against Dosik. Shot way short. Rushi got it back. Foul line. York got it. Jordan York buried a two-pointer. Scattered floor after the rebound. Went banging off the iron. Jordan York gobbled up the loose ball. And He sinks the shot. We're tied up at six. Straight away, it is Bart Bixler, who's in now for Anna. Bixler, 25 feet out, goes to Hulskamp. Bixler drives outside the lane in the right. Rushi defensively doing a solid job against Anna right now. Defense is limiting good looks from both teams. Bixler spinning with the ball 25 feet away. Goes to Benzman. Short corner, Brodman. On top, Bixler. High arching three. Hits the back rim way up in the air. Punched up in the air by Rushi. It goes out of bounds. Game tied at six. 3:39 left, opening quarter. This is Rushi's pace, Chuck, I'd say.
Absolutely. They're playing really good defense right now. They're playing man, but they're playing almost like a sagging zone.
Uh-huh. Bixler inbounding. Baseline right to Benzman. Ball between his legs. He finds it. Now he revolves the ball around to the top of the circle. Hands it to Dosik down inside to Brodman. He's got position on Kohi. Kohi bothers him. Shot no good. Rebound out of nowhere. Bixler for two. 8-6 Anna. 3:21 to go first quarter. Midcourt, Evan Monier for the Raiders. Monier dribbling. Fakes right, goes left. Ball lobbed to Kohi again. Baseline left, no opening this time. Then he pitches it back out to the top of the circle. No one home. Ball rolls into the backcourt and eventually out of bounds to Anna. Rockets will get it. Baseline about 10 feet to the left of the goal. Bixler, the playmaker. Thanks so much to the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Two Rushi underwriting sponsors here on ScorersBroadcast.com, along with the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It's the Gem in Rushi, Ohio, and will make your ideas come to life. Good inbounds play. Bixler hits Brodman cutting. He catches and lays it in. 10-6 Anna. Rushi down the floor in a hurry. Baseline right. Here's a running layup. Blocked away by Brodman. Good defense at the rim. He protected the iron nicely. Anna got the loose ball. Benzman ahead outside the arc on the right to Bixler. Bixler on the bounce against York. Foul line. Enters the lane. Weaves to Brodman. Now Benzman. Wyatt goes to work down the left side of the lane. Flips it back to the three-point shooter. Swish! A long one is good. Hathcart nailed it from downtown.
That's Platfoot.
I'm sorry, you're right. 23, not 21. 13-6. Anna leads by seven. Here's York pivoting in the lane. High arching fadeaway bank from 8 feet. Good. Fine effort, but Jordan York, he kissed one in off the window. Well guarded. Faded back to create space, and he nailed it. 13-8 the score in favor of Anna. 2 minutes left, opening quarter. Bixler 30 feet away. Flips a pass left side to Benzman. Foul line left, it's Dosik. Dosik enters the paint, dumps it down to Brodman. Ball rotated on top to Bixler. Shot fake, one too many passes by the Rockets, who throw it away. Monier's got it for Rushi. A minute 45 to go first quarter. Monier over the Rockets logo, veers right, looks for the offensive player Kearns, who picked and rolled, no pass available. Left corner of the floor, it's Dion Putoff in now for Rushi. Here's a straightaway triple. Monier tries to line it up. It circled the rim and came out. Rebound Brodman to Benzman. Two on one. Behind the back. Benzman got it back for the layup. Beautifully done by the Rockets.
Give it up, get it back. That's how you run a fast break, two on one.
15-8 Anna, 1:12 to go first quarter. Here's a steal at midcourt. Taken away by Platfoot. Herky-jerky moving to the lane. Shot no good. Got the rebound back. And pumped it in. Rockets defense has come to life. Anna running the floor. Turning it into a track meet right now. Ahead by 9, 17-8. In the pace of this game, all of a sudden, in Anna's favor. Dribble drive down the lane. Rushi. Teardrop right in front. But Daypour off the ring. No good. Foul against Anna.
That's the first shot that Jack Daypour has gotten off in the game. 48 seconds to go in the first quarter.
The Rockets have so much explosive power. And they have displayed it here in the last couple minutes. Two free throws for Daypour. The first, swish. 17-9 in favor of Anna. Substitutions for the Rushi Raiders. We'll check them for you momentarily as Daypour connects twice at the stripe. 17-10, 7-point lead. It was 9. Dion put off in the game for Rushi along with York. Having checked in as well is Carter Stevie is in. Carter is a 6'4" senior as the Raiders try to get more height out there with 26 seconds to go in the opening period. And Anna up a 7-17-10. And the Rockets displaying patience as seconds are winding down at the end of the first quarter. Here's a kick out near midcourt by Dayport. Anna will throw it in once more. Clock halt at 17.2 to be played in the first. Anna up 7. 17-10. Benzman will inbound. Backcourt to Bixler. Back to Benzman. To Bixler. With 12 to play. Bad pass. Stolen Marushi. Gotten back by Anna. Benzman deep left corner. 3. Doesn't shoot it. Feeds Cathcart. He's strong on the shot. With 4 seconds to go. Offensive board work by Dosik. And he's fouled. Griffin Dosik plays much taller than 6'4", Chuck. He, like Wyatt Benzman, has arms dangling down to the knee tops. Dosik can play even on the inside with somebody 6'5 or 6'6, that's for sure. He drills the free throw to make it 18-10. Way short of the next one. He gets a hand on the rebound. And what do we have? Reach in foul. Unnecessarily so. And Dosik, 70 feet from Rushi's basket. He tried to get it in the corner of Anna's end. The Rushi player at a better angle. 3.4 to go. Ball rifled up over the timeline. Holding foul at center court. Another unnecessary call on Anna.
5 team fouls already on the Rockets.
Wow. We still have 3.4 to go in the quarter, and Rushi has the ball out of bounds down the center line. Chance for a real good shot here. 18-10 Rockets. Ball inbounded by York. Cross court to Dayport. Good catch and a drive. Left-hand layup. Beat the buzzer. Wow, Anna gave Rushi a gift. A couple of poor fouls by Anna. Rushi wound up inbounding at the center line and cut it to 6 at the quarter break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Anna. We start quarter number 2, and Rushi goes with the long ball, opening shot of the period. Jack Dayport triggers a lofty one from 25 feet. It scaled the backboard, went up over the corner of it. And what's been called, Chuck?
Well, the referee incorrectly said that the ball hit a support up there. It did not. It went over the back of the backboard, but it didn't touch anything. That's not out of bounds.
Yep, that was a mistaken call. I think it would have been Anna's anyway, unless the Rockets deflected it out of bounds below the rim. Here is Anna, forecourt right, up 6. Biggest lead, 9. We played 30 seconds in the second quarter. Here is Dosik stumbling with the ball. Baseline right. Dayport nearly fouled him. Rotated on top to Benzman. He hoists up a 3. It rattles in and out. No good. Rebound Kohi of Rushi. Backcourt to Dayport. This is Mason Dayport striding into the corner. And it is pancaked out of bounds on the play by Anna. A fist given to the ball by Riley Hilskamp. Rushi will inbound far corner. 50 seconds gone. Second quarter. 6-point lead Anna. Dayport at the timeline. Mason gives it up to Monier. Bonner on a weave to Jack Daypour. He spots up in the lane, off balance, pulls the trigger, short arms it. Rebound Anna, quickly, baseline left. Here's a floating runner, but Blackfoot way too hard. Weak side rebound to Kearns. Quick pass, zipped up the floor to Daypour. Shot fake, goes baseline. A scooper, up end, too hard. No good, rebound Anna. Good effort, but Jack. Anna's got numbers, and here's a wraparound pass in the corner. Anna sloppy, out of bounds.
Must be a cold Tuesday night.
Woo. We have seen these two teams try to make some passes, especially Anna, which simply are not there, even if you're the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah, that pass, even if it gets there, he didn't accomplish anything.
No. Kearns has the ball on the arc to Monier. The right corner, Jay, hit the rim. Shy of the mark, no good. Rebound, Hillscamp. Anna running the floor. Ghosted barrels in from the right flank and drops it home. 20-12, Anna by 8. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Here's Mason Daypour driving up the floor into the lane. Feeds off to the right to Kearns. Kearns dribbles out high now. Spin move. Jack Daypour sizes up a three, snaps it off. Hard to the right. Loose ball rebound, Kearns in the lane, hits the left-hander. Timeout called by Rushi. It will give us the opportunity to tell you all about Goffney Furniture. 5:50 left here in the second quarter. Anna 20, Rushi 14. Say, don't miss out on the array of fine inventory always coming into Goffney Furniture. That's Route 47 west of I-75. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Great savings at Goffney and high quality furniture to meet your budget's needs. Check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings, goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Anna Rockets 20, Rushi Raiders 14. Anna's biggest margin, 9 to this point. Riley Hulskamp up over the timeline. Lobs a high-arcing pass low in the right for Dosik. And lo and behold, the ball is so high in the air, it rams off the upper right corner of the backboard into the hands of a Raider. And then Anna tips a pass out of bounds at midcourt. Another miscue by the Rockets.
Oh, just a good pass right there is a layup. I don't know what he was thinking.
Raiders inbounds. Carter Francis on the floor now for Rushi. Carter, a 6'1 junior guard. He's got the ball outside the arc on the left. Weaves to Mason Daypour. Picked up by Hulskamp. Left side pass to Francis. Here's Daniel Kearns popping out and shooting the three. It hit the backboard, then the rim. Ricocheted off to Hulskamp. He slides down the floor, top of the key foul line, scooping underneath the basket, deflected by Rushi, then off Hulskamp last.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he was, why he was looking for a pass there. He had about a three-footer for a layup.
Empty possessions by both teams here in the last 1 minute plus. 5 minutes to go, second quarter. Anna 20, Rushi 14. Daypour over the timeline. Fires a pass, left corner to Carter Francis on top to Daypour, high right. He buries the three ball. Anna didn't guard it. A lot of space between the nearest Anna defender and Jack Daypour. He'll squish him from there all night long. Anna's 9-point lead has been shaved all the way down to 3. 4:40 to go in the second quarter. Benzman deep in the left corner. Baseline left to Brodman. He's at the short corner, inside to Dosik. He muscles one up, can't get it to go, but he's fouled. I like the use of Brodman at the short corner. Then it goes from him to the post.
Yep.
And Anna has openings there. They can be created against this Rushi D. If the Rockets will go short corner first before going inside to the block. Free throw by Dosik almost lipped the rim and came out. It stayed in. 21-17 in favor of Anna with 4:33 left here in the second quarter of play. Dosik shoots that one right on the money. 22-17 in favor of Anna. Here's the ball whipped up the floor. Long heave to Francis. He's got two men beat for Anna. Driving layup is good. Rockets didn't get back. They were lazy. 22-19. Anna's lead 3 again. 4:20 until the half. Benzema deep left corner. Chucks up a triple for the Rockets. It's off the back brace. Long rebound to Daypour. Mason Daypour, backcourt for Rushi, up ahead to Jack Daypour. Look at him go to work, driving down the left side of the lane, flipped it in on the dead run with the right hand. A beauty, right off the window, above the iron. That was a great play as Jack Daypour made it happen after launching into three, and Anna head coach Nate Barhorst has seen enough. Rockets up one halfway through the second period on scorersbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Thank you. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Facebook.com/Shelby, C-O-V-S-O. That's the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. And Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Plus Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Here's Anna after the timeout. Called by Nate Barhorst. One, two, three, four passes. Then a fifth is out of bounds. Intending to reach Brodman, low in the block, left side, no one home. And Rushi now with a chance to take the lead.
That Rushi zone, which they don't like to play a whole bunch, has been real effective. There's no reason to come out of it.
You're right. Rockets simply have not figured it out. The home team stymied by the Raiders' zone defense. Here's a lob pass on the arc. Jack Daypour tries to find Coe down inside. He goes away from him. He saves it inbounds right to a Rocket player. 22-21 Anna, 3:20 left to go second quarter. Up the floor to Yulescamp. Now Benzman, baseline right, a drive, a runner, hits the side of the backboard. That's because he took a shove from a Rushi defender. And it may be on the floor.
That's the call.
Yep, not shooting. Only three team fouls on Rushi, five on Anna. 3:15 left to be played in the second period. Baseline right of the basket. Yulescamp will trigger in for Anna. Lobs to Brodman outside the arc. Whips a pass right corner to Bixler. Straight away Wyatt Benzman. Fakes the handoff to Yulescamp. Now gets it to him. Now back to Wyatt. Kearns all over him. Daniel Kearns comes way out 26 feet from the hoop to guard Benzman, who shakes free though from Kearns. Great dish off by Bixler. And Benzman finished with a reverse layup. 24-21 Anna. Just about the second I say Rushi's done a splendid job on Benzman. He is loose for a two-pointer. Here's Kohi posting up. Double team for Rushi. Turns to the right. Missed it. It danced off the iron. Strong rebound by Platfoot. Outlet to Benzman. Behind the back, top of the circle. Right wing to Yulescamp. He spots up and misses a three. Too long. The rebound bounds off the floor into the hands of Kearns of Rushi. Three-point game. 2:20 left in the second. Deep right corner, Carter Francis. Zips it cross-court to Jack Daypour. Benzman on him. Jack calmly dribbles out to the Rockets logo. Bounce pass right side to Mason Daypour. On top to Kohi. High-low down into Kearns. He catches and missed the gimme on the inside. Rebound down to Anna. Anna defended late pretty well at the rim. Three-point lead Rockets. Scoring pace is slowed down. Left side pass, Bixler. In the top of the circle, Brodman. Posting up is Dosik. Goes to work in Jack Daypour. Shot is hindered. Rushi gets the loose ball. Outstanding D by the Raiders below the basket. Raiders down three. A chance to tie it up or cut it to one. Here's Kohi. Low block. Right side. Sandwich. He is fouled as he goes up. Hunter Kohi gets two. Thanks again to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Free throw by Hunter Cody rattles and stays home. 24-22. The lead for Anna, just 2 points. And we've got a discussion at the scorer's table. Whatever needed to get sorted out has been fixed. Kohi to cut it to one, dips the knees, and he's on the mark with the foul shot. Anna, 24. Rushi, 23. Important Shelby County League game tonight. These two clubs, along with Fort Loramie, all knotted in the loss column, one set back each. Short corner, Brodman goes opposite to Yuleskamp, sets up, shoots the three. Short, off to the right, no good. Rushi not allowing Benzman to shoot, enabling others to let it go. Raider defense has been pretty clever so far. 70 seconds remaining, first half. 1 point lead, Anna. Daypour on the arc, baseline right to Kohi. Back to the basket is Brodman. Reaching in to steal is Yuleskamp. Outlet pass to Bixler against Kearns, and he scores! Wow. What a play, but Bixler didn't have the height advantage at all, but went up strong against Kearns. Kearns might have fouled him. Bixler dropped it in anyway as he led the fast break. 26-23. Annaba 3, 40 seconds to go, first half. Kearns outside the arc, 30 feet away near midcourt. Kearns wants to take Dosik into the lane, starts. Then changes pace, gives it up to Daypour, 25 feet out. Mason Daypour, baseline right, finds an open player. It's Monier who probes and scores. I said Monier, it was Dion Putoff who navigated the right baseline and kissed one in off the window, foul against Anna as well. Nice job of Rushi spreading out the court, using patience, and then dissecting Anna's defense.
They're playing really well.
And we've got a one-point game with 23.9 to go here in the second quarter. Dion Putoff, who's seen a lot of action here of late, outstanding baseball player, solid shortstop. And he ties the game. He sinks the free one. 26-26. 22 seconds left in the half. Up the court is Yuleskamp for Anna. Lobs it cross-court, then gets it back. We're down to 13 to play. Anna's got to get into its offense. Deep left corner, Benzman. Circles it near side to Yuleskamp. Down to six to go. Benzman's got it 30 feet out. Dribble drive, Benzman, baseline right. Two to play to Brodman, to Dosik. Rushi slaps the ball away. No shot by Anna. Superb second quarter turned in by the Raiders, who have drawn even. 26-26 at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at hollowayusa.com.
This is Jack with Chuck. Welcome back to Anna on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi Raiders, Anna Rockets. all knotted, 26 apiece. It's a heck of a game. Rushi put together a very fine second quarter of play to get right back into this game after once trailing by as many as nine. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, this has to kind of be a deja vu for Anna. They had three 9-point leads at Rushi. Let them all get away, and they've done the same thing here in the first half. They have a 13-9 rebounding advantage, 4-2 on the offensive boards. Rockets turned it 8 times in the first half. Raiders turned it 6. Both teams shooting free throws well. Anna 3-for-4. Rushi 5-for-5. Individual scoring. Jack Daypour with 9. Hunter Cohey had a terrific first half. He scored 6. They got 4 from Jordan York, 3 from Dion Putoff, and then 2 each from Francis and Kearns. They scored 12 and 14, 26 at the half. For the Rockets, they were led by Bensman with 8, and they got 5 each from Dosick and Platfoot, 4 from Bixler, 2 from Cathcart, 2 from Brodman. They scored 18 and 8. It's tied 26-26 at the half.
Well, what do the Rockets need to do, Chuck, to solve this unique defense being employed by the Rushi Raiders?
Well, for one thing, they need to move the ball better. They're trying to make entry passes after one pass. They need to move and make the defense shift. Find some openings. They've been going low. Maybe they need to go to the high post, make the defense turn, and then look for somebody down on the block. Also, get a shooter in the middle of that zone, catch the ball in the middle, and that hurts the zone badly when you can get the ball in the middle of it.
Wyatt Benjamin, how many points again for him?
He's got 8.
8? He's not getting enough shots, I don't think. I'm sure Nate Burrows would say the same thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, if he played for me, I'd want him to get 20, 25 shots a night. So he's way below that so far. But Kearns did a good job man-to-man to start on him, and now this zone is really buffaloed the Rockets, and I'm sure that's what they're talking about here at halftime.
Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. It's Anna 26, Rushi 26 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Time now for our Student Athlete Spotlight segment here on ScoresBroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, which promotes student academic success on Scores and has done so since the start of ScoresBroadcast.com 12 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Tonight we highlight a couple cheerleaders from Anna. Junior cheerleader Lexi Wells, 3.9 GPA, daughter of Jerry and Mary Ann Wells, active in volleyball, 4-H, FFA, Eco Warriors. She's also the junior class vice president, participates in student council, undecided about her college choice. She'd like to study nursing for Rushi. Abigail Grillo, sophomore cheerleader, 3.8 GPA, daughter of Amy and Jason Grillo, takes part in FTA, tumbling, volleyball. For track, she ran the 800 and performed the long jump. She would like to study ultrasound technology at the Kettering College of Medical Arts. Abigail Grillo, sophomore at Rushi. Lexi Wells, junior Anna, being recognized tonight by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Superior Aluminum. Family owned and operated for 60 years, Superior in Rushi is now in its third generation of business management. Superior, one of the most successful mid-market companies in Ohio. And you can be confident in the quality and craftsmanship you receive in Superior's columns, railings, and fence. Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Thank you, Doug Borchers, all the staff and associates at Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Ohio. And as well, gratitude to the Francis Schulze Company. The building market knows the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi as a distributor for many high-quality products. Masonite, Superior, aluminum columns and railings, Safeway garage doors, and more. Yes, the company's commitment to quality products makes it a top choice for dealers. And the Francis Schulze Company is proudly supporting the region's high school and academic programs promoted by scoresbroadcast.com by being on the web with us right here on Scores. The Francis Schulze Company at Schulze, S-C-H-U-L-Z-E.com. About 20 seconds away from the start of the third quarter of this game. Chuck, I expected Anna to be playing with a little greater sense of urgency through these first two quarters. Maybe the Rockets did at the outset. Rushi has taken that away, though, I think.
Well, I think the defensive effort by the Raiders is the difference in the first half. I mean, they held them to 26. They had 18 to start the game. They only scored 8 in the second quarter against that zone. Anna, they needed to have been talking about that at halftime for
Rockets,
sure.
Rockets, Anna perplexed in that second quarter by Rushi's zone defense, which was excellent. Rocket possession. Let's see what changes are made. We start the third quarter. And Wyatt Benjamin sets up and shoots the three right away. Anna's offense was stagnant. He stood on the arc 26 feet out and just launched. It hit the back rim, Karam Darushi. Raiders now a chance to go up. 25 seconds gone here in the third quarter of action. Here's Jack Daypor straight away. Benzman fights through the screen, can't get to him, and Daypor switches. A long one, but Jack Daypor. Wow. That one was out on Route 75 somewhere. Woo! A beauty. It was a rainbow, all net, and Rushi's up to three now. 29-26 in favor of the Raiders. Rushi, I think, led early on 4-2. That's been it. Here's a drive. Cross-court pass to Riley Yuleskamp, and he pumps it up and in. Good feed. A 25-foot throw. Cathcart to Yuleskamp. It went across the bottom of the key, and Yuleskamp came racing in from the left wing, caught it, and was untouched as he took it to the basket. 29-28. Rushi up one. Kohi with the ball 25 feet away. Now, Hunter Kohi's second field goal gave Rushi a very early 4-2 edge, as I recall. And the three-pointer by Daypor, half minute ago, was Rushi's first advantage since. After the Yuleskamp bucket, it's a one-point game, and then Rushi makes a pass. No one is available far side of the floor. The man there for the Raiders cut away from the toss. It went out of bounds and a possession now. Yuleskamp, high right, feeds into the lane to Dosic. He's covered up, can't shoot. Goes back out to Cathcart. right back into Dosick. He's bumped and misses short. Good, strong rebound by Kohi. Dosick needs to survive that contact and get the ball over the lip of the rim. Rushi, forecourt, right corner, kicked out of bounds by Anna. Head coach Spencer Cardano showing confidence in senior Dion Putoff. He's back in there now for the Raiders. Putoff throws out top, intended for Mason Daypour, stolen by Yulskamp all the way to the rack. He's got it. Yulskamp with two fielders here in the third quarter, and Anna's back up one. Two floor mistakes by Rushi, last two trips down. Here's Daypour. Jack Daypour twisting, turning in the lane, gives it up to Kearns, baseline right. Rushi clears for him. He goes to work on Brodman. Alina with the left hand, short, strong rebound. Cathcart jerks it off the glass for Anna. He goes hard down the floor. Ball shaken free. Yulskamp gets it back. Feeds Cathcart deep in the right corner. It rolls away from him. Out of bounds. It's on the line. We could see that from here.
That was a shaky possession the whole time. They had three bad passes. The third one finally hit the line.
Neither team taking care of the ball very well, especially here first 2.5 minutes, second half. 1 point lead, Anna. Jack Daypour, high right to Kearns, back to Daypour. Into the post to Kohi. He powers to the rim, up and in, off the backboard. Good effort by Hunter Kohi. He caught the pass in motion, angling toward the basket. And his body took him right to the glass. He knocked it down. Good post-up move by Rushi. Fine offensive set after two poor ones in a row. 1 point lead Raiders. Here's Anna out high left. It's Yulskamp trying to go back door to Benzman, and he led him way too far out of bounds.
That was a good thought, just poor execution. Just got a score halftime. Sydney leads Tip City 36-34 at the half.
Mm-hmm. They played a pretty good ball game down at Tip earlier in the year. Those two clubs have been quite competitive over their first four games last two seasons. Top of the circle, Kohi for Rushi. High, low, down inside to Kearns. Cathcart goes up over his head. Gets mitts on the ball, but I think it's not ruled a jump. It's a foul. Yep. First team foul on either club. Second half, 31-30. The lead a point for the Raiders, who belatedly inbounds all the way to backcourt. And it's a race for it. Bixler, Mason Daypour. Daypour traces it down first. Goes up ahead to Jack Daypour outside the arc on the left. Rushi, 31 and a 30. Here's Daypour, foul line, fadeaway shot. Got it! Mason Daypour. Good maneuver by him. Well, I like the way he does that. We've seen him time and time again knife into the foul lane area, then fade. He's very athletic. Outstanding sophomore. In the half court, Anna throws it away. Two-on-one break. Kearns, bad pass. Brodman steals for Anna. It's loose on the deck. Rushi scrapes it off the hardwood. Raiders up three with the ball.
Rushi wants the ball more than Anna does right now, that's for sure.
No question, Chuck. You've nailed it. Hit it right on the head. Deep right corner, Kearns. Kearns, top of the circle. He fights his way down the lane. Up and in with the left hand. Daniel Kearns, brilliant move. Raiders going to work on the interior. Kohi, then Kearns. Rushi up five. 3:48 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Anna on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Raiders lead by 5. Anna was up by 9 midway through the first half. Here's an attempted backdoor play. Bixler for Benzman, and Rushi kicks it. Boy, you can see the Raider players gaining confidence every trip down the floor.
If that ball hadn't been kicked, it was going to be stolen. They got a break that it got kicked.
Here is Bixler between the rings for Anna. Right side pass to Cathcart. Cathcart 25 feet away. Drives on Jack Dayport, doesn't shoot. Feeds it to Flatfoot. Cross court to Bixler. Bixler slants his way into the lane. Tries to make one too many passes to Brodman. And Cohey's all over for Rushi. And he swipes the ball and he's bear hugged and fouled. And the Rushi Raiders simply now for the last quarter and a half. Clearly outplaying the Anna Rockets.
Yeah, the ball's on the floor. They got guys diving on the floor. Anna's trying to pick it up with their down around their ankles.
Yep. Very good example. Well taken. 3:15 to play, third quarter. Midcourt, it's Jack Dayport for Rushi, which leads 35-30. Right side of the floor on the play to Monier. Evans got it, being bodied a little bit, but Flatfoot. Put off. Took the pass, fed it to Cohey, who came out to catch. On a weave, here's put off. Line drive two, hit the back brace. Great rebound, baseline right by Cohey. Rushi resets. Here's Jack Dayport in the lane. He is sandwiched by two guys. Taken away by Brodman. Outlet to Benzman for Anna. Left corner, Cathcart. Back to Benzman. Whoa, what a struggle on the inside between Cohey and Brodman. Here's a cross-court pass caught baseline right by Flatfoot. Right corner, Cathcart. Yes! On the three ball. Anna gets off the 30. It's 35-33. Rushi fast breaking. Long lead pass down the floor. Jack Dayport driving shot blocked out of bounds by Anna. And the Raiders will throw in baseline left. Rushi trying to score in a hurry after the made triple by Cathcart. Rushi's five-point lead is 2. Baseline left, Monier for Rushi. Thought about probing the lane, came back out. Down inside to Cohey. Cohey twists and turns and makes it. Fine game for Hunter Cohey. 37-33, 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Cohey had a very solid game against Anna in the December encounter, and Rushi. Baseline left, it's Benzman, doesn't shoot. Cross court to Cathcart, way short in the three ball. We tried that one too fast. Rushi got the rebound, and they hasten their way down the floor and throw it away. Intercepted by Dosik. He doesn't have the numbers. Goes right corner to Benzman, who hoists up a three. It rattles in and out. No good. Rebounded by the Raiders. A minute and a half to go, third quarter. Rushi up 4. 37-33. Benzman, a pretty good look. It was down below the cylinder and snapped out. Back door, good pass. Monier, Cohey, foul. Brodman shoved him. No team fouls, Chuck, on Rushi in the third quarter.
That gives it the advantage of playing that zone.
Yep.
Cohey had a real nice third quarter here for the Raiders.
Oh, yeah. Hunter Cohey's been a difference maker. And he sparkled in the fourth quarter in that first game. Here is Rushi inbound and goes on the arc to Jack Dayport. Hand off to Mason Dayport. A minute 15 to go, third quarter. Rushi up 4. Near side pass, Carter Francis. They want to go down inside to York. Good overplay. Steal by Dosik. Outlet to Cathcart against Kearns. Cathcart to the cup. Up and in. Oh, a nifty maneuver.
Did a good job of not charging that time.
Yep,
good body control.
He angled himself across the body of the Rushi defender and flipped it in backhanded on the go toward the rim. 37-35. Rushi up the 2. 45 seconds remaining, third quarter. Here's Jordan York, elbow in the right. To Mason Dayport for a triple, and he bombed it in. Mason Dayport with a couple critical hoops for Rushi here in the third quarter. 40-35, Raiders. Down the floor, Anna. Benzman out back, steps back, shoots the 28-footer. Short, no good. Rebound Rushi off and running. They're going to play for one with 21 seconds left in the period. It comes out back to Dayport. Dayport has hit a shot below the foul stripe. in this period. And Mason has also buried a three. Last trip down, 8 seconds left. Big possession, Rushi. Five to go. Dayport drives, pulls up, shoots the 10-footer. It is off the backboard, rim no good. We've got a whistle and a foul at the buzzer. It's going to be Common. No shots. Third period ends, and Rushi is up five, trying to knock off the Rockets at the Anna Gym. 40-35 Raiders on scorersbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It is Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McVie, scoresbroadcast.com. A Tuesday night special for you from the Anna Gym. So much at stake. Shelby County League looks like this. Fort Loramie, Anna, 7-1. Rushi, 6-1. Fort Loramie and Rushi play yet at Rushi. Fort Loramie and Anna play yet at Fort Loramie. And the Raiders are trying to take a big step forward tonight and sweep the season series against Anna, which last Tuesday night beat Fort Loramie here in overtime. 7:45 to play, fourth quarter. Rushi with the ball, right corner, York. He snaps off a three, no good. What a great play. Carter Francis swatted that ball in the lane. It was 10 feet up in the air. Carter went way up, tipped it back out to the arc. Here's Dayport with it. Goes to York, foul line extended right. He backs his man down. Oh, what a great wraparound pass to Stevie. Or I should say the basket made by Monier, not Stevie. 35, Monier. Wow, was that a pretty pocket pass or what, Chuck?
Yeah, it was a good, but we call that the wraparound. And that's, hey, he was wide open, just easy layup.
And Rushi's up seven. Benzman took it right to the hole at the other end and was fouled in the act of shooting for Anna. Free throw, Wyatt, good. 42-36, Rushi's 7-point lead seconds ago was the Raiders' biggest. Anna's been up to nine. And the ball was fed. Was it Jordan York in the post with his back to the hoop who dished it off?
You know what? I'm not sure.
I think it was. Great, great pass by Jordan York of Rushi. Don't know how he could see his teammate. He was looking through two or three Anna bodies. And a fine feed off to Monier. Both free throws by Wyatt Benzman. Good. Here's Rushi on the arc. Wide open player. Right corner is Kearns. He rimmed the three-pointer. Rebound volleyballed around. Taken away by Cathcart for Anna. He darts down the floor. He falls. Rushi gets the loose ball. Two-on-two break. Jack Dayport pulls up. 6:45 to go here in the fourth. 42-37 Rushi. Dayport between the rings for the Raiders. Setup comes as Kearns pops out to catch. Mason Dayport runs the show now. The sophomore has done a splendid job. He gives it up, gets it back. Dayport in the left corner. On top to Kearns, back to Mason, 25 feet away. Three team fouls on Anna, two on Rushi. Right side pass, Jack Dayport. Right corner, Monier. Carves out space in the lane. Wrap around to York. Reverse layup. Got it! What a play by Rushi. The passing for the Raiders has been real crisp. It's been fine. And Anna's not been able to stop it. Here's Benzman. Right corner, Cathcart. It's a cutter. Dosik down the lane. He knifes through the Rushi defense. And he puts it through as Anna gets a timeout. Well, Rushi has stretched the lead to seven. Anna comes right back again to whittle it to five. 6 minutes left in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. Mmm. All served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Now, bring on the baskets. Limited time. Only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's?
In Troy, Tip City, and Sydney.
This is Jack with Chuck back here at Anna. Marushi Raiders possession up 5. 2 minutes gone, fourth quarter. Anna now with some full court pressure. Jack Daypour in backcourt against Benzman, up and over the timeline. Raiders took 8 seconds to do it. Daypour 25 feet out. Gives it up to Kearns. Left side Daypour. Rockets down 5. Into the post to York. He squares up on Benzman. Off balance. Benzman swats down. Benzman fouls, and Wyatt got the worst of it as he took a chin to his chin, or maybe an elbow to his chin, and Benzman's got his head down along the foul lane. Jordan York was hit hard in the act of shooting, although Wyatt Benzman suffered more. The free throw by York is up and through, 45-39. Raiders ahead by 6. Jordan York again on the money. Rushi leads by 7. Rockets in trouble. 5:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Benzman quickly up the floor. Lobs it cross court to whom? I don't know. It bounced in the corner of the floor. Took one hop up over the cheerleaders into the third row.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he saw.
The Rockets have had some mistakes offensively in the half court game. Some passing errors that have been baffling. Daypour, timeline for Rushi. Right side pass goes to Jack Daypour. Oh, he hits a cutter. York barreling in from the right corner. He banks it in! And the Anna defender undercut him. Count it, plus 1. Again, nifty pass. Raiders are seeing the floor so well, spreading Anna out, passing and driving. The cutting is really sharp here tonight from Rushi, and the Raiders have outplayed the Anna Rockets clearly ever since the beginning of the second quarter. York completes the three-point play, and Rushi's up by 10, 49-39. Rockets at 5:18 to go to come back. Here's a wraparound pass by Anna. One too many throws below the basket, and Kern steals. Then Benzman steals for Anna. It's ruled a jump. It's Anna possession.
This is as bad as I've seen Anna look, and let's give Rushi credit.
Yes. It's mystifying for Anna to be playing this poorly, but you're right, Chuck. The Raiders are out hustling, out passing Anna, and the Rockets on the out of bounds play go 1-2-3 passes down low in the block to Dosik. Looked like the shot might have been crammed. It's ruled a foul, though.
Yeah, that was Mason Daypour who blocked that from behind, and it was all ball.
Yes, it was. Griffin Dosa gets a break. He's got 2 free throws. He makes it 49-40. Rushi by 9. It was 10. 49-39 with 5:05 to play. Now it's 49-41. Raiders at midcourt, it's Daypour. 5 team fouls on Anna, 3 on Rushi. Cross court, near side, Jack Daypour. Goes baseline, there's that wraparound pass again. York caught it. He made a nice head fake, and 2 white shirts came down on his back. A couple free throws here for Jordan York.
He's got 7 in the fourth quarter. This is when he shines against the Rockets.
Rushi Raiders just going to the well time and time again. Little pick and roll, right side of the floor, opening up the court. Anna getting there late. Help side, weak side defense has more often than not been there. Free throw by Jordan York is good, and it's 50-41. Rushi up 9. Second shot, York. It's right on the button again. And the Rushi Raiders get a timeout. Wheels are turning. Head coach Spencer Cordania Rushi, head coach Nate Barhorst, Anna. Rockets down 10, 4:52 to play on scores broadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
And Chuck McBee and Jack Kramer here at Anna just talking during that commercial break about the fact that if Rushi can hang on and win, the Raiders will have a home date with Fort Loramie the last Friday of the regular season. And who knows, that could be for all the marbles. Fort Loramie and Rushi to close out the campaign. Here is Anna with the ball. Foul line is Cathcart. He passed up an open 15-footer. Dribbled into clutter about 6 feet from the basket and then tried to pass it off. Congestion, no one home.
Even if Dosey catches that, he's behind the backboard.
Yeah, there was no clear white shirt available to receive that ball. Then Rushi quickly zips up the left side of the court and Anna rockets over guard and steer that ball out of bounds. Rushi's got possession with 4:34 left to play. Just far too many empty possessions for the Rockets on this night. The lead for Rushi is 10. It could go to 12 or 13 right here with 4:20 to play in the fourth quarter. Mason Daypour to Kearns. Dribble drive right side of the lane to Jack Daypour. He's one on the run. Deflected by Anna. Foul. Rockets pacing their way down the floor. Reach in from behind against a blue jersey.
That's only 4 team. Going to throw it in bounds again.
It's common. 4:18 to go in the game. 51-41 Rushi. Anna Rockets led by 9 at one point.
That's their problem. They shouldn't have gone ahead by 9. That's what they did at Rushi three times.
Yep, sure did. And here's a kick on the far side of the floor by the Rushi Raiders. It was 17-8 in favor of Anna. And since that point in time, Rushi has outscored Anna 43-24.
They had 18 in the first quarter, and they now have 41.
Here's a drive by Cathcart. Cathcart through the lane. Awkward. Puts it up on the rim. It skipped off. No good. Rebounded by Rushi. Good effort by Cathcart. Ball wouldn't go down. Here is Rushi faking the three-point shot. They'll do that the rest of this game, up by 10. Mason Daypour's got it between the rings. Overplay by Cathcart. He steals. Cathcart the other direction, and he's got the two-pointer. That's a big change of events right there. Rushi was in possession, going to milk another half minute off the clock, leading by 10. But then the Rockets give up a driving layup to Jack Daypour. 53-43. Rushi by 10. Here's a travel not called against Blackfoot for Anna. Out back to Bensman. Here's a long, hoisted up three ball. No good off the back iron. And we've got an Anna player sliding for the loose ball, undercutting a Raider. It's out of bounds to Rushi with 3:14 left. And unless we get a sudden, miraculous change in momentum, Chuck, this game belongs to Rushi.
Well, Bensman had 6 points to start the game in the first quarter. He's now got 10.
What a job of the Raiders. Here's Rushi inbounding. Anna presses, Raiders beat it. Rushi down the floor, baseline right, loose ball, knocked away by Anna. York fields it for Rushi, but he's on the stripe in the corner. Anna possession with 3 minutes to play, down 10. Bixler outside the arc, penetrates the lane, tries to shovel it toward the iron, deflected by Rushi, out of bounds. Raider fans can't believe the call. Thought it was off Bixler last.
It was.
And the striped shirts huddle. It goes to the Raiders. Correction is made.
Yeah, he's absolutely hit it last.
Anna Rockets scored 18 points in the first quarter. They've scored 25 in the next three.
And they've turned the ball over 10 times here in the second half alone.
My goodness. Here's Daypour deep in the left corner. Jack Daypour's got it for Rushi. Cross court, it goes to Kearns. What a fine job by Rushi finishing out the final three quarters of this game. Here's an entry pass into the lane to Monier. Monier fumbles, lost it. Picked up by Anna. Anna down the floor quickly. Long three-pointer, Blackfoot. It bangs off the rim. Great rebound by the little Mason Daypour. And Rushi gets a full timeout with 2.5 to play, and the Raiders up 10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Oh, don't forget the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. The Jewelry Barn is the gem in Rushi, Ohio. It'll make your gift ideas come true. The Jewelry Barn has a qualified staff to offer you great custom jewelry and jewelry repair, watch link adjustment, appraisals, free jewelry cleaning. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading, and certified for the GIA and color stone grading, and also certified in jewelry repair. Check out the Jewelry Barn, fine blend of qualified staff, great custom jewelry, and outstanding prices at the Jewelry Barn. And as we return to action, the Rushi Raiders got a breakaway layup by Jordan York at the other end, and an Anna Rocket player went down hurt. It might be Cathcart shaking up below the basket to her right with 2:23 left to go here in the fourth. And the Raiders have put this game away, leading by 12, 55-43. Check out the Jewelry Barn once again in Rushi, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road. Phone 526-5557. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Check out the Jewelry Barn on Facebook or go to the web at jewelrybarnusa.com. Tell Jolene Renderly at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, you heard all about the shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. A delay for a shaken-up player down on the court at the moment. 2:23 left to go in the fourth, and the Rushi Raiders have steadily pulled away from the Anna Rockets here in the second half to lead 55-43. Under 2.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. And we'd like to remind you all about Brookins in Fort Laramie. Same fine menu, same great food. New management, new ownership now at Brookins. Congrats to Carl Arntz at Brookins in Fort Laramie. Brookins was so well run by Dale and Joyce Barhorst for the last 12 years. But the fine food and menu continue. Brookins in Fort Laramie at 10 Elm Street. The place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Brookins also the great place to go for family gatherings, birthdays, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place like Brookins in Fort Laramie at 10 Elm Street. On the web at brookins-usa.com. And we're also on the web on scoresbroadcast.com tonight. Thanks to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Wells Brothers Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions, plus American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. We'll highlight our additional underwriting sponsors for you in a moment. Joel Cathcart out of the game, hurt for Anna. Here is the Rocket attack, right to left, a good feed, nice cut to the rim, shot put up on the iron and in, but Platfoot, a running 9-footer, and then Rushi with eight players in backcourt, throws a Hail Mary down the floor, and gets a shot fake from Monier, and then a foul over the back by Anna. 55-45, Rushi, 2:02 left to be played here in the fourth period.
This is surprising to me. Not that Rushi's not a good basketball team, because they are.
It's surprising to me, Chuck, how this game has carried out. I expected a nail-biter if either team won. I expected a real close game,
right.
Fiercely contested. It's a healthy rivalry, but I expected a very few floor mistakes, a tenacious game, good shooting. Anna's performance has really tailed off since the end of the first quarter.
All right, first quarter they played really well. After that, they have not.
One of two free throws made by Rushi, which leads by 11. Here's a three ball by Riley Hilskamp, a long one, no good. Good effort on the offensive glass. Dosik back up, no, but a foul. He's chopped up from behind by Rushi. Minute 50 to go. 11-point lead for the Raiders. The biggest difference has been 12. There was really no way to handicap this game. Rushi won at Rushi. The series is dead even for the last decade. Only one field goal, 2 points, separating the two teams total for the last 19 meetings. And the visiting team has won 7 of the last 17 games. Free throw situation there for Anna. One made, one missed. A steal by Anna. Dosik to the basket for two.
Now he made them both. He got the steal. So he's got it down to 7. Chance to make it 6.
Free throws made by Dosik. Both foul shots drilled by him. And then a great interception by Griffin Dosik. He used every bit of that 6-foot-4-inch frame to make the pickoff. And he cut to the hole, dropped it in. 3-point play, free throw good. And it's 56-50. And Rushi throws it out of bounds. And we still have a minute 39 to play. And now with a 3-pointer, Anna can get back within a basket. And Chuck, this is familiar to the Anna finish to the game against St. Henry and Fort Loramie as well. They came on with a rush to finish out both of those contests, beat Fort Loramie or Nipa St. Henry. Hilskamp down the lane, all the way to the rim. It's on the iron, and it goes in. It hung and fell through. Rushi by 4 now, 56-52. Jack Tapor down the floor. Hilskamp on the steal. Here's a dive for a loose ball. Arrow favors Anna.
Now see, now they're getting on the floor after loose balls.
Is it going to be too much scrap, a little too late for Anna or not?
Plenty of time.
A minute 21 to go. What a play there by Riley Hilskamp. He simply dove. He dove on the ball from 5 or 6 feet away at the feet of Daypour. Here's Anna with possession. Bixler dribbling through the top of the circle, over guarding against the Raiders, and that's foul number 7. 1-1 for Bixler. He is a 74% free throw shooter. A minute 14 to go, and the Rushi Raiders lead, which was 12 2 minutes ago, is down to 4. Bixler shoots the free throw. Good! 56-53. Anna Rockets coming on with a flourish like gangbusters here at the finish of this game.
Where did this come from? We played a lot of basketball without this effort, but boy, what an effort they're putting on right now.
The switch got flipped. The switch got flipped. Free throw good, but Bixler, 56-54. Now Rushi's under pressure. They throw the inbounds pass into the Anna bench. Anna possession. Full court pressure by the Rockets. Stymied the Raiders. It was almost a 5-second count anyway.
It was real close to a 5.
Anna's got the ball beneath the basket. Bixler to throw in. Hits the open Dosik. Blocked on the play. Outstanding cram. Jordan York came up big. Loose ball. Rushi's got it. Foul Anna. 56-54 in favor of the Raiders. Griffin Dosik powered to the rim on the inbounds play. That was for the tie, Chuck. That was to even the score, amazingly. And Jordan York got the block. He came on with a SWAT party Loose ball picked up by Mason Daypour, who buries the free throw. He gets the bonus.
That is one good-looking sophomore.
Oh, boy. And without him tonight, Rushi wouldn't be in the lead. Mason Daypour has settled things down. This little sophomore has been brilliant. He's made at least two key baskets, I can recall. He hits a crucial free throw right here to earn the second shot. Three-point lead, Rushi. Four-point lead, Rushi. A minute 11 left. 58-54 Raiders. Mules camp in backcourt. Zips it to the right corner. It is Blackfoot through traffic. Fadeaway 10-footer. Overshoots. Weak side rebound, though, by Dosik against York. To Bixler, into the post to Hulskamp. On the arc to Bisman for three. Got it! 50 seconds left. Rushi up the one. Timeout called, Raiders. 53.5 remaining. Or at least I think a timeout was called. Maybe not.
I think the official thought there was. That just gives Anna a chance to set their press.
Yep, Rockets can get a line. We have eight players in backcourt. Bixler and York go long. Rushi keeps it in backcourt, or do they? Do they have timeouts remaining? We've got a timeout called, and guess who? Mason Daypour, the little sophomore for the Raiders, went running at the referee. He knew the count was at four. He got a timeout, barely. Uh-oh, was it one timeout, 2 minutes?
No. Okay. No, they're okay.
53.5 to go. I thought I saw the official signaling T.
He was saying four called the timeout.
Right.
Heads-up play by the sophomore, that's for sure.
Sure was. Mason Daypour saved the day right there for Rushi because that was going to be a turnover. In one more second, that was a five-second call and a ball beneath the Rockets' basket. It's 58-57, Rushi, 53.5 to go. Chuck, here we were harping a few minutes ago when Rushi had a 12-point lead about the lackluster performance by Anna for the last two quarters and the fact that it looked like this wouldn't be a close game. My goodness, we've got a photo finish deluxe.
Well, this is just a heck of a comeback by the Rockets and kind of a meltdown a little bit by the Raiders.
Yep, we've got a special conclusion to this game. 12-point lead, Rushi, with about 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter. And now it's 58-57, Rushi. We still have 53.5 seconds left, and the sixth man for Anna, the cheering section, the green across the way, on its feet, inbounds pass, Rushi knocked out of bounds by Hulskamp in the corner. Raiders have got to take it 84 feet. Now we have 10 young men in backcourt. Now going long is Jack Daypour. Benjamin fades with him. Now Jack Daypour comes into the forecourt. Nobody guards the thrower. Kearns is having difficulty. Still difficulty. Holding foul in backcourt against Anna. Hulskamp grabbed the sophomore Mason Daypour again. It's the last 1-1 for Rushi before the double bonus. Boy, this turned into a spectacular game here tonight.
Yeah, it was worth the wait. But for about 2.5 quarters, it was a snoozer.
Pressure on Mason Daypour once more. Yep, he has had ice water in the veins. He has been cold-blooded. Shooting the ball tonight for Rushi, and he sustains that effort. Swish.
Got 8 points here in the second half.
59-57 in favor of the Raiders. The 5-10 Mr. Clutch, Mason Daypour, in again. Wow. Calm, cool, and collected, the 10th grader, Mason Daypour. 60-57, Rushi by three. 53 seconds to go.
Don't need a three here. I mean, if they get a good look at one, yes, but if they don't need one.
If Wyatt has one, I'm sure he'll trigger. Here's Bixler, 25 feet away to Benzman. Guarded by Mason Daypour on the arc. Benzman shakes free, shoots the three, off the rim, backboard no good. Rebound, Hulskamp in the right corner. What a scrap by him. Stolen by Rushi. What a steal by Jack Daypour. And then a technical foul against Jack Daypour for elbowing to the floor and in a player. That's a real tough call to accept.
I don't like that call at that point in the game.
It was not intentional.
Not in the least.
Jack Daypour was simply trying to clear a little space for him to operate. He made a fine steal, and a player threw a web around him, and it could have been an over-guarding foul called on Anna, and now the referees bring the coaches to midcourt. It's going to be interesting to see what gets deciphered and how this ruling comes down.
I don't think you can take the technical away. I don't think another official can come in and say, no, it wasn't.
I would agree with you, Chuck. A T called by one referee is a technical for good. 60-57, Rushi, 38.6 to go in the fourth quarter. Anna has stormed from 12 back. Last sequence, Anna's Benzman missed. Hulskamp made a great hustle rebound in the far right corner of the floor. He went all the way to the extremity, gobbled up the ball, and then as he dribbled on the arc toward the top, Rushi swiped it. It was a great play, I think, by Jack Daypore. And then Jack Daypore saw a couple rockets crowd him. There was contact, and Anna man hit the deck. Jack Daypore maybe was fouled. He's at the stripe.
He's going to shoot two.
And then
Rockets are going to shoot two. Then the Rockets will get the ball inbounds.
Jack Daypore fires and makes it. It hit the front rim, backboard, and trickled in. The lead is four for Rushi. Second shot, Jack Daypore on the way. It is no good. Front rim, backboard fell off. Now we'll come down to her left. Wyatt Benzman with a chance to cut it to two. And Anna will have the ball with over a half minute to go. If he makes two free throws, it's a two-point game and Anna possession. First technical free throw by Wyatt Benzman is way too strong.
Wow. You don't see that very often.
Nope. Wyatt Benzman, 80% free throw shooters. Got to make this.
It is hard to shoot free throws with nobody on the lane, though, I'll tell you that.
And he misses them both. In and out. It dipped in, dipped out, lipped the rim. Anna still down two possessions. Wyatt Benzman did not connect on either free throw. And now with 38.6 to go, Anna throws in. The technical did not come back to haunt the Raiders. Here is a pass cross-court to Benzman. Baseline left. He drives a push-off against Rushi out on the floor against Jordan York. And it's the one-and-one for Benzman. He's got to make the first to get the second. And after missing two, we'll see if his confidence is still shaken. 31 seconds to go. Rushi by four, 61-57. What a crazy ending to this game, and we've seen a diet of that this year.
Yeah, we've had some pretty good basketball games, that's for sure.
A number of funny closings, weird conclusions. Twice this year in high school basketball in the area, timeouts called when they weren't available, resulting in techs.
We call that the Chris Weber call.
Free throw good by Benzman, 61-58. Again, swish, 61-59. 30 seconds to go. Rushi inbounds in backcourt to Daypore. A wraparound foul committed by Wyatt Benzman. And Jack Daypore's got the double bonus. Half minute remaining, 61-59, Rushi. And we had a buzzer beater right here turned in by Justin Arns for Versailles against Anna. Free throw, Jack Daypore, yes. 62-59, Rushi. The Daypores have been cold-blooded here at the stripe. Here's a big one. This will take it to four. It is rattling in and out and back in. It almost shook out. Four-point game. And in backcourt. Benzman up over the timeline. Benzman leaves it to Platfoot for the three. Yes! 27-footer! Wow! Right in front of the Rockets cheering section, Mason Platfoot hurled in a three ball, a line driver right on the money. Timeout called, still 25 to go. Rushi up 163-62, back in 30 on scores.gas.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dinkman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Woo-wee!
Chuck, I feel like I've gone through three games tonight. We haven't finished one yet.
I think it's a good thing we're off Wednesday and Thursday.
Here's the story. 63-62, Rushi. Rushi ball, 25.1 to go. Raiders have got to take it 84 feet. 10 players in backcourt. The press is on. It goes up the right side to Jack Daypore. Jack Daypore against Dosik. He's crowded in backcourt. Dosik gets over late. We've got a defensive foul.
Boy, I think I would have let him have, make him give the ball up and foul somebody else.
I'd agree. Yep. And that didn't look like much of a foul. Anna, I guess, will take it. Rushi will shoot.
It's going to be a one-possession game if he makes them both.
Yes. Dosik had the drive up the floor closed off. Jack Daypore, with ice water in his veins, sinks the free throw for Rushi, which leads 64-62.
I've never picked two entire teams for the Clancy's players of the game.
Rockets will still have a chance to tie if he makes. Daypore shoots. It's too hard. It's in and out. No good. Anna can tie with a two. Win it with a three. 16 seconds to go. Dribble drive. Flatfoot. Foul line. Shoots. It is bouncing. Bouncing. No good. Loose ball rebound. Foul against Anna. Oh, the shot by Flatfoot of the Rockets. Hit the rim twice. Thought on the second hop it was going to go in, Chuck. That was for the tie. It did not. And now Rushi, with 11.7 to go, has got the double bonus to perhaps put this game away.
Well, York is 5 for 5 from the free throw line here in the fourth quarter.
And he made a formidable rebound in a congested space below the basket. Ball was almost popped loose. Free throw, Jordan York. It is good! 65-62. Rushi in the lead by three. 11.7 left here in the fourth quarter. This one makes it a two-possession game if he nails it. York aims on the way. Looks good. It is in there. 66-62. Benzman down the floor for Anna. 7 seconds to go. Out back to Bixler. Dribble drive. Down the lane. Up and good by Bixler. Timeout Anna with 4.1 to go. Rushi 66. Anna 64. Rockets get a timeout. They'll need a steal.
Got to need a steal because if they get the ball in and foul, you're still going to be about 3 seconds, maybe 2.5 seconds to go the length of the floor.
Right.
So they definitely need a steal right here. Or the foul's got to be quick.
Better than a steal, a five-second call.
That would be good.
Which has almost happened. Well, the Rushi Raiders have been unconscious at the free throw line with so much pressure and the game on the line. And Chuck's counting up the numbers.
They shot 19 here in the fourth quarter, made 16.
Woo. What's that? Close to 90%, between 85 and 90.
Yeah.
And that'll win games. And we talked about that in the pregame. And foul shooting late in the fourth quarter in contests involving Loramie Anna, Loramie Rushi, Rushi Anna. We talked about it before the game started, knowing that it's a story we repeat, and my, it's coming to play for sure.
York 7 for 7. He scored 13 points here in the fourth quarter.
Well, here we go. We have 10 players in backcourt, 4.1 to go. Rushi 66, Anna 64. Dosik is on the playmaker, who's Daniel Kearns. And Kearns will use those long arms of his to try to bounce the ball in or arch it up the floor. He bounces to a cutter coming toward him. It's Jack Daypore. Daypore bear hugs the basketball as an Anna player bear hugs him. 2.8 left, and Jack Daypore's at the stripe. If he makes them both, it's over.
I'm not a fan of putting somebody on the ball right there. I think you double-team Daypore, make somebody else catch the basketball, and then go for the foul.
Exactly.
And that was 5 on Dosik. He knew it. As soon as they called the foul, he pulled his shirt tail out and sat down on the bench.
Because I tell you what, Chuck, the two or three previous occasions on which Rushi's had free throw, but Jack Daypore short. Two or three previous occasions on which Rushi attempted to inbound with nobody on the thrower, Anna covered the floor well, nearly had a 5-second count. second free throw. Jack Daypore missed again, maybe on purpose. Rebound by Bixler. Bixler to midcourt. He gets it away late. He makes it!
Oh, my!
It was a three-pointer! It was a three-pointer! It's ruled no good. It's ruled no good. And that's the right call. Both free throws by Rushi missed. It looked like the second one was missed short intentionally. Bixler came out of there with a rebound. Bixler came up the floor from midcourt, gunned a two-hand running set shot, banked it in about two-tenths of a second late, and had Anna had another fraction of a second, the Rockets would have won 67-66. As it is, Rushi, despite the two missed free throws at the end, hangs on to win 66-64. We've had six or seven unbelievable finishes to games this year, Chuck. And here's another different one for the record book here in 2018.
I would love to see that again. I thought they were going to call. I thought when he blew the whistle, he called a foul. But he was just waving off the shot. And without the lighting on the backboard, it's really tough to tell if the ball was released or not. But it wasn't called. It was called late, and there's your ball game.
And if Bart is able to get that shot away one dribble sooner, I think it counts.
29-26 is how bad Anna outscored Rushi in the fourth quarter.
What was it? What?
29-26.
We had that many points scored in the fourth?
Yep.
Woo! Wow. And the score at the end of the third quarter was 40-35.
Right.
And we have 55 points tallied in this amazing fourth quarter. And this game will go down, I think, in the record books, perhaps as one of the greatest finishes in Shelby County High School basketball ever.
One of the best I've seen.
Yeah. In my 18 years now of following Shelby County High School basketball, this is the most entertaining, most exciting close to a game. A three-point shot by Bart Bixler to win it after two missed free throws by Rushi to seal it. If Rushi makes two, it's over. The lead is four. Rushi missed a pair. It looked like Jack Daypore came up short intentionally on the second one, knowing the clock would start once Anna got the rebound. There was, 2.8 to go? In fact, there were just over 4 seconds left when Rushi inbounded at the other end and Anna fouled. And the clock ticked down to 2.8. And surprisingly, that much did go off the clock on that inbounds pass. So we just had 2.8 remaining with Jack Daypore shooting a double bonus and Rushi holding a two-point lead. And he was short on the first one. Looked like a bit nervous. He stiff-armed it. Second shot, I thought he pulled the trigger short intentionally, maybe not. And I think it was Cathcart who snarfed up the rebound and delivered it right away to Bixler.
No, it wasn't Cathcart because he went out of the game.
I'm sorry.
I don't remember who got the rebound, but I'll tell you, Bixler took one too many dribbles, and that is not a critique.
Right.
I'm talking about how it ended up.
Yes.
One less dribble, but, you know, who knows if he pulls up. There was a defender on him, too, and it was really silly of him to stick a hand in there like that.
I described it, Chuck, as a two-handed set shot on the run by Bart Bixler that banked in beautifully off the middle of the window above the rim.
Yeah, that's exactly how it went.
And it was two-tenths of a second tardy. And the game closes out with Rushi hanging on to win a magnificent game here at Anna tonight, 66-64. We'll run down our underwriting sponsors. We've highlighted the anchors numerous times tonight. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. We'll hear from Clancy's in a moment. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The in-between just south of Botkins, where the food's not in between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. thanks to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. The Jewelry Barn, run by Jolene Rinderly, will make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn, the gem in Rushi, Ohio. And thanks to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282, 498-7282. Facebook.com/Shelby, COVSO. And in Anna, Wells Brothers, Inc., 8 expanding divisions at Wells Brothers, Inc. on Shuey Drive in Anna. Chuck, it's a difficult game to recap. It had unbelievable ebb and flow. The middle, what, two-thirds of the game clearly dominated by Rushi. Anna excelled in the first quarter and came on with a flourish in the game's final 2.5-3 minutes.
Now they scored 47 of their 64 points in the first and fourth quarters. but, hey, give them credit. It seemed like they were kind of sleepwalking through it. Rushi was playing much harder, got the lead, had the 12-point lead in the fourth quarter, correct?
Yep. Yes.
And Anna got it all the way back. They were 14 of 17 from the free throw line. They missed a couple of crucial ones on that technical. But Rushi hung in. They had an incredible fourth quarter from Jordan York. He scored 13 points in the fourth quarter, including 7 for 7 from the free throw line. And Mason Daypour scored all 9 of his points in the second half, including 4 for 4 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. 21 of 26 for Rushi, 14 of 17 for the Rockets from the free throw line.
And that was... Those are the numbers for Anna for the entire game, 14 for 7, or just the fourth quarter?
No, 14 of 17 for the game.
And Wyatt Bensman missed the two technicals.
Missed the two technicals, which he won't do again.
You never
see that again. But, wow, that was quite a game. This is going to open some eyes. I think people are going to be surprised in the league that Rushi got him again here at Anna.
So the Rushi Raiders claim a clean sweep over the Anna Rockets this year, winning 57-56 in December at Rushi and winning tonight 66-64 over Anna at the Rockets gym. Rushi now climbs to 9-5 overall, 7-1 in the Shelby County League. Rushi plays Botkins this coming Friday night at home, at Fairlawn the following Friday, at Houston on Tuesday, February 12th, and home with Fort Loramie on Friday, February 16th.
Wow.
Meanwhile, the Fort Loramie Redskins close out the season in this fashion at Houston this coming Friday. Date with Marion Local at the Loramie Gym on Saturday. We've got that game for you on scoresbroadcast.com. Home with Jackson Center on February 9th. We'll more than likely cover that one as well. And then we've got the game Anna at Fort Loramie on Saturday, February 10th. Fort Loramie at Rushi on Friday, February 16th. Fort Loramie's chore now becomes a little tougher. Redskins with the more stringent schedule, and more so than Rushi, remaining on the card.
Well, they got both teams that are at the top of the league along with them, so you're right. Sydney won 79-74, by the way, tonight.
Good ball game, Sydney Tip. That game played at Sydney.
We
covered the game earlier in the year at Tip. Sydney pulled away to win that one more comfortably than did Sydney tonight, but the Yellow Jackets with a sweep over Tip, winning 3 of the first 4 games played in that rivalry after Tip enters the GWAP. What a fantastic game here tonight. We're right back here at the Anna Gym on Friday night. More than likely, we've got Layman Catholic at Anna on Friday. Saturday afternoon, 2 up-and-coming girls teams in the area, both in the Shelby County League. Botkins and Anna, similar records. Each has lost 6. Both clubs are fast risers. This Thursday, Botkins has a date at Rushi, and then Anna and Botkins collide on Saturday afternoon at Botkins. 2:30 tip on the web at 2:10. And then Saturday night, we've got Fort Loramie Marion Local. It could be a preview of a tournament game somewhere along the line. Marion Local is at the Redskins gym on Saturday night. Traditionally, that's an 8 o'clock tip at Fort Loramie on Saturday, 7:40 webcast time this coming Saturday evening. Still some great games to follow. I don't know how many times, Chuck, we have said this season after scintillating contests, what are we going to do for an encore after this one? Well, we say it again tonight, and each time we've said it, we're able to come up with a better feat.
Well, I tell you what, I did not see when it was 12 points with about 2.5 minutes to go. Sure didn't see this ending. And that three by Bixler, this place would have come apart if that would have counted. We got the Clancy. We got the Clancy's players of the game. Yeah. And on the Rushi side, like I said, I could pick 10 guys probably. But Jordan York and Mason Dapor are my players on the Rushi side. On the other side, Griffin Dosick scored 14 points, played a lot of defense, rebounded well. He is the Anna Clancy's player of the game.
It's Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
If you just joined us by way of very brief recap, it was a fantastic photo finish here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi led Anna with, I think, 4.1 to play. Rushi had the ball out of bounds at the end of the floor, got it inbounds, quick foul by Anna. Clock did whittle down to 2.8 to go in the fourth. Rushi up two, double bonus for Jack Dapor. He missed the first one short. Looked like to me he intentionally sent airborne the second shot short and it barely caught the front rim. The rebound was pulled down by Anna along the lane. Of course, the clock starts as soon as the ball is touched. Keep in mind the lead for Rushi is still two. Outlet pass to Bart Bixler. He caught it about three or four steps in backcourt and dribbled two or three times, got to maybe just short of the midcourt line, and on the run, a two-hand set shot banked in. It was ruled about a millisecond late.
Without having the backboard light up, that would be almost impossible to even look at the tape and decide. But that was a heck of an ending, and it would have been sad for either team to lose this. Rushi would have had a real problem losing this one after having that lead.
Did I miss something there in the recap? Was that pretty accurate, Chuck?
No. It was a tale of two games, and Anna started strong, Anna finished strong, but Rushi played well enough in the middle to win the basketball game.
Yep. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside, as always, Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Until Friday night from right back here at Anna at 7:40, Jack Kramer saying good evening from the Anna High School gym. A photo finish, a thriller, extremely entertaining game, and it went right down to the wire. I mean the very last millisecond, and Rushi hangs on to nip Anna 66-64.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.